Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Before the King. This is a fantasy, an experience or a story, if you will, where you are called before the king. It plays in a time long ago, far beyond what you know. Close your eyes and let me tell you a tale. Maybe you will feel with what is happening, listening to the sound of my voice and allowing my words to carry you from one place to the next. Imagine for a moment a kingdom. Castles, strong stone walls, and below them, dungeons. If you had done something wrong, it was very possible to end up there. Regardless of the deed or the crime that you committed, you could end up in one of those dungeons. They were dark, cold. Inside, there was a certain strangeness to the sounds. At times, you'd be able to hear some of the things happening elsewhere in the castle, or hear other prisoners being brought or taken away. The smell was not too pleasant, but also not too bad. Your clothing was very minimal here. Only wearing something to cover the most basic needs. You were made to wait here. And it's hard to think about how long you've been here. The dark tends to make it difficult to keep track of time. Time being something that you have plenty of at the moment. Time for your thoughts. Time to be thoughtless. Time to drift into fantasies of feeling the sun again, or getting some food that is significantly more tasty. It was a terrible crime, though. Not so bad that you'd be immediately brought before the king, but bad enough to be placed here to wait, to ponder. You have done something wrong. And the time down here is time spent to consider where you are. Guards may walk by, mostly ignoring you, sometimes reminding you that your time to meet the king will arrive. Who knows what will happen then? Who knows what verdict the king will choose? You don't even know if you've ever seen the king before. Not up close, anyway. It is one of those people that is not relevant to your direct existence. But now, everything has changed. the cool cell, the darkness around you, the blankness in your mind as you try to let everything go. You can hear footsteps, guards walking your way. Will this be the time? As you hear the sound of their boots, their armor, they pass by your cell. Did they do so intentionally? How long is it going to take? How long have you been here? It's easier to just drop blank and let yourself focus. Just stay quiet and wait. A loud clang against the door awakes you from your momentary distraction. The guards are here. The door is opened. Shackles. Heavy metal. Cold. Placed around your ankles and wrists, chains leading between them, so you have nowhere to go. Every step, you can feel the weight of the metal around you, as you're slowly guided, led, through the corridors upstairs, and then more and more corridors as you slowly notice the changes around you. The dungeons are cool and dark, lit only by fire, candles and torches. But the higher you go into the castle, the more light you see. As openings and windows allow natural light to fill your eyes, the warmth of the sun reflecting, the scents changing as these rooms are much more clean. You can see plants, smell flowers, hear voices, hushed giggles, laughter, confusion, work happening far away. Maybe you can even smell some food. It's been a while since you've had fresh. You are pulled further any time that you stand still. You are dragged towards the throne room, towards where the king is. As long as you follow the guards, they are not rough with you at all. They place you on the ground rather than throw you. The clink of the metal loud on the stone floor. This room is filled with various sources of light. Tapestries of color, stone, and metal. You can hear one of the guards talking. It takes a while before you realize what's going on. Your crimes are being called out. Your deeds, your actions, your mistakes are being presented in front of the king. The brightness of the room had made it hard to even look at the person sitting on the throne. The king has a strong, powerful presence, hard to describe. It was then you heard the first moments of the king's voice. Rise. As you were helped back onto your feet, the heavy metal shackles still weighing you down. You are observed. The king is judging you. There are many things that need to be handled. The result of your deeds is a costly matter, after all. Your actions have consequences. As such, I have decided that you will work in the castle to pay off your debts. The better you perform, the better you will be treated. And who knows? Once your debts have been paid, you may even gain some good experience from this. From all that they have told me, I can tell that some of your actions were honest mistakes. As such, you will be given this chance. Is this understood? Good. You get the chance to look at the king, to hear them, to feel their presence. You know your place. You can experience theirs. There's still apparently some things being discussed. A chamberlain is let into the room, and your existence is apparently being traded around. Decided where you will serve in the castle, what tasks you will do. Something in your presence has pleased the king. You've been given an opportunity, in a way. Very well, take them away. The shackles are taken off, and you are told to follow one specific guard next to the chamberlain. It will be an interesting change. For long to come. Stories like this can be interesting. They can leave certain moments and emotions inside, and it is important to explore various emotions. I hope you enjoyed your little moment before the king, even if it was for a strange reason. In a moment, as I count up and return you to the world of the waking, I'd like you to take the experiences with you and learn from them as you wish. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the story.